You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. In the final episode of this week's series, Jeff Fish explains how walking by the Spirit equips us with boldness and power to be witnesses for Christ in the world. Our key verse for today is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and as far as the remotest part of the earth. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Welcome back to Awaken to Deliver and our series on walking by the Spirit. This week, we've explored how walking by the Spirit transforms our desires, sharpens our discernment, and enables us to live in daily dependence on God. Today, we will conclude this series by focusing on a powerful truth. The Holy Spirit equips us with boldness and power to live out our faith and be witnesses for Christ in the world. Our key verse today is Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and it captures the heart of this promise. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and as far as the remotest part of the earth. When we walk by the Spirit, we're not only transformed internally, we're empowered externally to live boldly for God's purpose. Now let's explore how the Holy Spirit gives us the courage and strength to step out in faith and live as witnesses of the gospel. So let's start with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's power is one of the greatest gifts given to believers. This power isn't limited to performing miracles or preaching. It's the strength to live boldly for God in every aspect of our lives. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus promises that the disciples will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, enabling them to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. This promise was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, when the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak boldly about the works of God. We see this in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And that same Spirit who empowered the early church to spread the gospel is at work in us today. His power equips us to face challenges, resist temptations, and boldly share our faith. So let's look a little bit deeper into this. One of the most significant ways the Holy Spirit works in us is by giving us boldness to overcome fear. The disciples' transformation after receiving the Holy Spirit is a powerful example of this. Before Pentecost, they were hiding in fear of persecution. But after the Holy Spirit came upon them, they preached the gospel boldly, even in the face of opposition. Consider Peter's transformation. Before Jesus' crucifixion, Peter denied knowing him out of fear. But after being filled with the Spirit, Peter stood before a crowd of thousands and boldly proclaimed the message of salvation. We see this in Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 41. So what changed? It wasn't Peter's personality. It was the power of the Holy Spirit. If fear has been holding you back from living boldly for Christ, remember that the Spirit within you is greater than any fear you face. As 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 reminds us, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind." In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it highlights that the Holy Spirit empowers us to be witnesses for Christ. Evangelism is not something we do on our own strength. It's the Spirit working through us. He gives us the words to say, the courage to speak, and the love to reach out to those who need the gospel. Jesus modeled this for us during his early ministry. He was led by the Spirit in everything he did, from preaching to performing miracles. In Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 19, Jesus declares, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. We are called to follow Jesus' footsteps, bringing the good news to the world in need. Think about someone in your life who needs to hear the gospel. How can you rely on the Holy Spirit to guide you in sharing your faith with them? With that in mind, here are some practical steps to walk in boldness. Number one, pray for boldness. In Acts chapter 4, verses 29 through 31, the early believers prayed for boldness to speak God's word, and the Holy Spirit responded by filling them with power. When you feel hesitant or afraid, ask the Spirit to fill you with courage and confidence to act in faith. Number two, step out in faith. Boldness comes not by waiting for the perfect moment, but by taking steps of faith and trusting the Spirit to guide you. Whether it's sharing your testimony or praying for someone or taking a stand for your beliefs, the Spirit's power is activated when you act in obedience. Number three is stay in the Word. The Word of God strengthens our faith and reminds us of His promises. When we meditate on Scripture, the Spirit uses it to equip us for bold living. Verses like Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." They remind us that God's presence empowers us. Number four, surround yourself with encouragement. The early church thrived because believers supported and encouraged one another. Surround yourself with a community of faith that will inspire you to walk in boldness and hold you accountable in your spiritual journey. One of the most inspiring examples of boldness in the Spirit is Stephen. In Acts chapter 6, verse 8, we read, "And Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the people." Even when faced with opposition, Stephen boldly proclaimed the truth of the gospel, relying on the Holy Spirit to guide his words. Stephen's courage cost him his life, but his testimony left an eternal impact. Acts chapter 7, verse 55 tells us, "But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked intently into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." Stephen's boldness came from his deep connection with the Spirit, enabling him to face persecution with unwavering faith. And as you reflect on Stephen's example, think about where God is calling you to stand boldly for him. How can you rely on the Spirit's power to give you the courage and strength to fulfill that calling? And as we come to our conclusion this week, I want to leave you with this. Walking in the Spirit means living with boldness and power, stepping out in faith to fulfill God's purposes in our lives. The Holy Spirit equips us to overcome fear, share the gospel, and stand firm in the truth, no matter the challenges we face. So as we conclude this week's series, I encourage you to take time in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with His boldness. Trust that as you walk by the Spirit, He will empower you to live courageously and be a witness for Christ in our world. Until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the link tree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to join us again on Monday as we continue diving into God's Word together.